Now, good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Welcome to the Josephine County Board of County Commissioners. And today, this is the legal update, legal counsel update. Item one is codification project update.
Yes, my knowledge is still on trajectory as has been presented previously. Please.
I haven't had a chance. Sorry, I have not had a chance to give them a call today. I was going to try to do that. Dave got away today. This happens when you're in the sun.
So we don't know what kind of book we're going to have yet.
I was going to say, we haven't seen it in so long.
Correct. That means they haven't called us either, which is, I think, a good sign.
I think we just agreed on the binder. We're just going to go with
copies.
So we do
kind
have
of expensive.
The book. That's great.
Okay, item number two. Is draft order number 2018. Oh, by the way, President Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner DeYoung, Wally, Pat, Augustus. Item number two, draft order number 2018-blank in the matter of adoption of administrative policy and procedure. E.
Yes, the board. Please continue. Sorry.
And then I got a five on here. Marijuana use of marijuana-themed events at county property?
Yes, that's what the amendment to the administrative policy procedure would reflect. This is, so the history on this, the board did approve a separate order which implemented the policy last year, and then following the standard protocol, we contained that within the format that would then go to amend the administrative policy and procedures manual, sent it around to the department heads, which is the process for formally amending that document. During the board's adoption of the order, there was some discussion even then about, well, we're going to revisit this, see how it goes, if you wanted to keep that exact language, change something. But this is what has come back from the vetting process. Of course, you have every ounce of discretion to change it going forward if you wish to, but that's the status.
Okay.
I talked kind of fast there, but I think everyone hung on.
You did. I haven't had a chance to really review it yet. But I will before Thursday, so if I think we need, we can address it then. If not, we'll move it forward.
Yeah.
I don't think we made any changes based on the comments that we received.
Yes. No, we didn't make any.
It was the same as what we had already signed, isn't it?
No.
What kind of comments did you get?
We sent the should be in your packet.
The best one was from VA. Great job.
She was right on point there. So. Okay, well, we'll continue to examine.
I don't even remember what the other comments were at this point, but there were a number of comments.
Good, okay.
Okay, just one.
There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on that matter? Item three is draft letters regarding participation in federal land use planning efforts, coordination letters, and discussion regarding Natural Resource Advisory Committee.
Okay, before you were last year's letters to be used as a starting point, but before I attempted to speculate about what language you wanted to reflect the board's new stance regarding the forestry policy, I wanted to consult the board first. Help me out.
Did you read the assignment?
It was the, drawing a blank, the emergency management
plan?
Yes, thank you.
Community,
yes. So before I tried to...
We just need a clip note in there that says that please, you know, be advised that our previous coordination plan has been updated to include the first regional Jackson-Josephine CWPD.
And we're going to get that down.
We're good to go from my perspective.
Okay.
So you want that in the actual letters?
I think so.
I think we sent the...
We send the letters, and they're the same every year, but I don't think it would hurt to just let them know that we've included the CWPP.
I agree.
I think we mentioned that with the BLM this morning, but we didn't with a Forest Service. Robert Porter's still there. He's been retiring for over a year, so...
Do we want the entire... do we want the amendment to go to them, too, as a copy? Or just let them know that it was updated?
It's 300 pages.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
And they're on the executive committee, so it would be really duplicitous to the Forest Service and BLM, at least. ODF is also on the executive committee. They know.
Isn't that plan online somewhere?
It is. Maybe we can reference
that. Reference the link.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Okay, anything else?
Yes. So the second portion of that agenda item regards what had previously been called the Natural Resources Advisory Committee. And rather than even begin to attempt to rename it or do anything along those lines, I wanted to present you the prior order establishing the committee, which is now kind of, it was an ad hoc committee, coordination committee, which has run its course.
Yes.
And so you've got the establishment order for that. But because I hadn't gotten a whole lot more in terms of particularities, I wanted to welcome those going forward as we draft the order.
To create a coordination committee?
Exactly.
Yes. I think we should, obviously. We just need to take a look at the other counties that have created them, and it shouldn't be hard. I think that those will have outlined the specific issues that we want to address, and from multiple use to the dominant uses that are outlined in ONC, and the provisions under FLIPMA of 2477 roads is a real priority.
Yes.
So, I think if we looked at Baker County and Owyhee County, those are probably the best to start with. And then look at those bylaws, the order creating those, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already been done somewhere and been done effectively. And Owyhee County is the one I've visited with both, but I think they were great.
Where's that?
It's in Idaho.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing it. Owyhee.
I think you are.
It's close.
Not with an H, but an O.
I don't know how to spell it. It's an O-W-E-E-H something. I have a picture of myself in front of it. Their courthouse, because I met with them for 3 years.
Owyhee is pronounced desolate. D-E-S-O-L-A-T-E.
Yeah. It is. So Augustus and I could probably work on that. Is that your, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll work on something of a draft and then bring it before the board whenever. Are you one of running that? I'm not going to sign projects. That's your job. He's just. You figure it out. I'll work with whoever you assign.
But easiest to know that Commissioner Hare, for the time being, is who the board would like to be the point person on this to work with.
Yeah, that I would assume so, right? As the Natural Resources Liaison.
Yeah, okay. Natural Resources area, that's you, right?
I would appreciate it if everybody would read FLIPMA and get up to speed on it. What coordination is, I'm not being tongue-in-cheek, we do have a coordination manual of like how to, what, where it is. Wally understands it pretty well too, and so any questions can go to him. But if you're interested, it's in FLIPMA, Article 35.8, I think, for the Forest Service, and 43 for the BLM. So take a look.
Letters.
Yeah.
Truly is.
Yeah.
Perhaps we'll aim for about 2 weeks from today to maybe have.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
Okay.
This next month is going to be.
It is. It's busy. Okay. 2 to 4. We'll keep it on
ASAP. It's on my list of goals for 2018 to enact a coordination committee.
Okay.
Go.
Great.
Commissioner Morgan, we're ready to move on to 4. Item number 4, Legal Counsel 2018 goals.
Presented a memorandum to the board and tried to keep it pretty straightforward. So we'll give everyone an opportunity to pull that up.
We're doing that. Do we have a meeting for the board to review goals on the calendar before the 8th? Because we probably should, right?
I won't be here.
From now until the 8th?
Well, I mean,
pretty
unless
much,
we did
right?
it tomorrow, yeah. We don't have a meeting scheduled for Thursday morning.
I
have
my
goals outlined. I just don't know if we have time before tomorrow.
Even Thursday morning, if we threw a 9 o'clock on there to discuss.
I think we have enough.
Goals.
No, there's not. They're both gone.
Oh, that's right.
Try it. I don't have that on my... There you go. I don't have that on my deal. Perfect.
I'm doing interviews, apparently, part of it.
Oh, that's right. You're not available either.
I don't have
Thursday
to.
Morning.
Yep.
I'm the least important person to be in that room, so... Because if it goes poorly, we just blame these people.
The least important
person
to be in what room?
Connect about the animal control officers before you hit the road.
Oh, I see how it's gone.
At some point.
maybe this afternoon.
The privilege to be able to choose when they want to
see. At least.
You know, it's nice.
Exactly.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. Well, these are short and concise.
Very short, yes. Very concise. But it touches it all, doesn't it?
Can we add a four, a charter review committee creation? Or?
You know, I'd like that. I attempted that 3 years ago. We established a committee. I mean, it was, everyone was bought into the idea.
You established a committee.
I established the committee.
We don't establish a committee.
Exactly.
It's
so
really important to understand.
That is important to understand. There's some analysis that I don't know if you want me to get into right now about how exactly you can replace the charter or that can be done through a certain legal channel.
Or citizen initiative. There's two ways,
yes,
basically, that I understand.
Yes. Well, citizen initiative is an inevitable part of the process.
But it can either be citizen-driven on its own virtue,
yes,
or you can establish one with some guidance under your...
Purely under not even getting political into the topics of the charter, just looking at typos, looking at enumeration, or whatever the right word is, that we have duplicate sections and numbers.
Yes, we do.
And just for clarity.
Just cleaning it up.
Even cleaning it up without getting into the other things is a bare minimum.
It's the whole thing.
Because
you can't
it's the
change
charter.
Anything.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But from the basis of being apolitical,
yes,
there's a real need to take a red pen without changing anything, just cleaning it up. That there is a need to
clean. That alone would make it a more useful and valuable document.
There is still stuff that is inconsistent with state and federal law.
That I'm saying there's a need to do that, yeah, and have it redone just on that basis. But then if you look at the things that have been challenged by case law, and you have people that are saying, well, it's in your charter. It's like, yes, but case law says that's not valid. So having a charter that's defensible.
Yes, the court's going to recognize. It's clear. Yes.
How do you do that?
I know.
It's like the Constitution. There's lots of things that aren't, you know.
The group would potentially make a recommendation to
Oh, you're
replace.
Talking about going through the channel of a review committee.
Correct.
Okay.
For the even
sense.
For the base of
yeah.
fixing typos and numbering it and stuff like that.
Well,
but,
to bring us back to the discussion, these are legal counsel schools.
Yeah.
So, and that would probably be the one issue that we can actually not have any influence over, as far as whether or not you do it or not, from a board's perspective. Now, we each are voters, and I'm looking strongly at your competition this election cycle from that standpoint. Just tongue in cheek, because there isn't anybody. We are.
Can I borrow a rubber band just for the fun of it? Here, you want one?
You know what I mean? No.
I balance it against some of my three-way races.
You have a lot of priorities. I think the other thing that if I could provide any... So you're talking about suitable outcomes in all matters involving litigation.
Yes.
You know, right now, some of these goals are to outline how much you have on your plate. And it would be really interesting if you could enumerate in the beginning of 2018... the 6 or 8 pieces of litigation your office is involved in. I think that would make your list a little bit, it looks short, it is not short, and it really should be the top priority. The other one that I would mention is that facilitating on behalf of the county all, most, I wouldn't say all, most legal processes in an efficient, timely fashion.
Yes.
That is a priority of the board. That is your priority, I know, in conversations with you. But just putting it on there and having it enumerated that you want, you know, you want things to move forward in a timely fashion and efficiently as possible is a real positive thing. And moving to that end would be great. We've hired you. We're hiring. We've got a great law librarian, if you haven't met her. I suggested that Kate Lasky and her come together. There was a question at last night's library meeting about the law library, its future, and suggested maybe they both... There was a meeting last night. Don't ask me what it was about.
The district board met?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put it this way. They're calling us off the hook across the hall as well because of that meeting last night.
I don't know who met because one of the board members wasn't there.
Well, we were at the meeting, apparently.
There was some kind of a library meeting, and I don't remember. I had lunch with Kate last week.
Maybe it was JCLI or something. Or
I don't know.
Anyway.
You should we should reach out, make that connection.
Yep. Okay. So.
It's a real priority for the community. There's a lot of people that use that law library on a regular basis, so that it's available is a good service.
Do they want to move it over to the regular library?
No. Oh, no. You know, there's litigation. I mean, there's litigation. There's legislation being discussed, too, and I should put that on an agenda to keep everybody up to speed.
We don't have it yet, though. It's not been introduced yet.
Oh, good. Well, it has a number. Well, that's because the legislature hasn't convened, but it does have a number. It's the Judicial Department.
I've been talking with Kirk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so he knows.
Is it available online, law library?
Or...
You mean the...
The legislation that's being proposed by the Judicial Department is available online.
We just haven't seen the legislation yet.
From all the foundation stuff.
Okay, okay.
So you've got your marching orders on the goals.
Yes.
Got it? Okay. Item number 5, matter from commissioners.
Mr. Chair, I have a number of different ones. The goal meeting I've already discussed, that's a real challenge that we're going into the state of the county address, and it's only a challenge for me, because I'm supposed to report on what the county's going to be doing in 2018. And without having those conversations with everybody, or at least for the board, I won't have a board's perspective about where we're going in 2018, other than the conversations we've had in the last year of unresolved goals that we had from 2017. So maybe just afford me a little bit of discretion.
I was going to say, do you want us to just jot down what we think and hand it to you?
Yeah, when I say that we're going to... Our goal is to paint the courthouse pink, and I come in on Monday or whatever. I apologize for having committed the board to painting the courthouse pink as an illustration that maybe I don't get everything 100% accurate if we haven't had a conversation about it, but I'll try to not say anything that we've never talked about.
Okay.
I won't say anything that we've never talked about.
You don't get to paint the courthouse pink just because you brought it up.
I will not do that.
Like, remember,
but I wouldn't
just
mind.
Just because we just now talked about it
I
doesn't mean...
I wouldn't mind power washing the Ann Basker this year, because that hasn't happened in a number of years. But I have a Chetco bar letter, a draft with me. You may have one as well, because Wendy is stellar. She wrote this, most of it. The last paragraph that she did author is quite good. I thought that we should put that in there, referencing our non-binding question that we placed on the ballot as a board in 2014, right? Yeah, I think it was 2000. It's hard to remember. Maybe we should say what year after the Douglas Complex, because it doesn't say that. And the voter thing doesn't say what year either. But otherwise, I would like to move this forward to the weekly business session under matters from commissioners that we would sign a letter.
Tomorrow.
It's due by the 5th, so if you're okay with it or have corrections before tomorrow's weekly business session.
Okay.
Do we want the wording on that very, very last closure? The opportunity to provide comment on a proposed project or this proposed project?
That's good. Yeah, this should be fine.
I'm just curious, because on a proposed project, right.
Any of those little, that's a good correction, we can get to Wendy. The other one is the cannabis support letter. Do we have a copy?
We have a draft.
Yeah.
That's getting ready to go around right now.
Okay. I think we could handle that one tomorrow under matters as well. So we have, you know, a good 12
that
hours.
Makes sense.
To kind of
you both have time to
everybody
review it.
And we try to get those to Wendy or Ricky ASAP, and so we can have a pretty good draft to go into tomorrow's. The last one that I wanted to reference is we got a confidential memo. I'm not sure that it really needs to stay confidential, so I'm not going to make it. I'm going to make it not confidential anymore. Joining Oregon Forest Industries Council is something that I think would be in the county's best interest. We are the largest timber holder in the state as far as counties are concerned. We're a small player relative to the Roseburg Forest Products that manage 435,000 acres, but we're right there with the Murphy Companies of the world and some others that are right around 50,000 acres. The point being that I think we could add value to their advocacy in Salem for maintaining and improving the Oregon State Forest Practices Act or other such state regulation. And we don't have the space at the table to talk about our issues relative to forest management at the county level. I think that Coos County was a member up until 2015, if I'm correct. That's what the letter
what
said.
And why did they drop out?
Forgot to pay the bill?
Yeah.
What's the financial?
I don't think it's much.
It's like it's $550 a month, I think, is what the lady, or a year.
A year.
$550 annually is what the lady. The lady at Coos had been there for 28 years, and they'd been members for.
We can certainly afford that out of our forest.
I see the value.
I do.
One of those things that the more people you have involved in that, the better off you are.
I've checked in with Dave Streeter to see if he was interested. There's also a number of conferences that they hold for best practices of the industry that I think would be advantageous for us to participate in. I bring that up because I think I need that. I want that to start moving forward if we're going to join for 2018. I don't want half of 18 to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start working with other counties. If we have some sort of a head nod from the board that says, yeah, I think that makes sense, that we should look into that, we should intend to join, then I can go to Coos River, Douglas, and say, hey guys, we're looking at this. We need to be at the table.
How do these dues compare to others as far as
like ONC?
The bang for the buck? Yeah, well, it's less than what we get for ONC. Well,
ONC's
no, AOC.
Grand.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
and
in.
That's not the litigation portion.
Yep.
But this year alone, that little element of sequestration returned about $156,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and next year we're going to get the same thing, so we're not going to be subject to sequestration. That's the littlest thing in the bucket, and it.
Well, no, I was thinking of, we just got a receipt just while we sat here from Chamber of Commerce, you know, in Illinois Valley, and so it's just kind of one of those things. So I'm just.
It's pretty. Yeah. I'm expecting it to be right around the $500,000. I put in a call to the director, Christine, and I know he's Highcliffe personally. So he's their chief attorney. You know Heath.
Yes.
Yeah. So pretty good guy.
An excellent attorney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good organization that we would be considering.
So do it.
So what are the next steps?
I'm going to reach out to them as I did, and I haven't heard back. So talking about what it is that membership includes,
mm-hmm.
how much it costs, and then I'm going to reach out to the. I think they need to. Josephine County by herself really probably doesn't bring that much, but if we have Hood River, Coos County, and Douglas County, I think it affords us a part of their portfolio, their membership. Their membership isn't big, you know, it's like 50 members or something like that. And it's probably proportional about how much lands or something like that, and we'd be pretty small. So, anyway.
It doesn't sound like it costs that much money. I'm in.
No. Okay. Great. That's what I had.
Okay. Commissioner Morgan,
RV Cog has been trying to reach us as far as getting support for the Southern Oregon State Alert Collaborative Early Adopter Partnership under RV Cog's facilitation status. I was forwarded a letter as a recommendation to submit from Sarah Rubert, sent it to me just as liaison, I think. But I thought it was something that I should bring before us all. I can give it to you guys to take a look, but essentially, so they're trying to build a network of early detection for earthquakes. Sometimes just 30 seconds is enough to get a building evacuated with that much warning is enough to get people out and safe. And they can show in Mexico City, they can show in Japan how the early detection, the warnings going off has saved lives. So there is one meter that's hooked to the University of Oregon out in Illinois Valley. But none of us have connection to hear that early warning. So this is kind of just trying to get early warning pilot project under the Shake Alert program going. And I think we should be a part of it. It would be silly for us not to be. And right now it's just a matter of us sending a letter intending to support. So I can get a copy to you guys to look at before tomorrow.
They gave a presentation to the city council, one of the workshops that I was over there at as liaison. One of the main things that they are talking about too is, like, for instance, in infrastructure, For instance, you have three-phase motors down there at the water treatment plant. If this thing will shake and it can shut those motors down, because if you drop one phase, it's quite damaging to all the equipment. It just puts the equipment on standby until it's all done shaking and doing its thing, and you get to assess what you have left. So there's a huge, huge savings on things like that. I don't know what the county would have along that line, because we don't have any pumping stations or anything like that I know of. But I know City of Grants Pass is very interested in it, and I think they were going to sign on to it.
Okay, so this is what it's asking of us. We agree to work with RVCOG to develop a plan for installation of Shake Alert software in strategic locations within our facilities. Two, to provide information on the structures within which the software will be located. Three, to work with RVCOG and Shake Alert officials to identify appropriate strategies to maximize the benefit of access to Shake Alert's earthquake early warning system. And four, developing educational and or training opportunities for our staff using information gathered from Shake Alert and this early adopter partnership. So that's kind of where it starts. I will get this printed off and get a copy to each of you guys if you have any comments. And I've asked that it be added to admin tomorrow. But I don't know if you guys need to look at it first too. Right now it's just kind of a letter of intent. I can get it to you today.
You can look at it, yeah. And yes, I'm going to send out a...
Is there any reason why it needs to be on admin tomorrow, not next week?
Yeah, I'll be in D.C. next week.
You'll be in D.C. next week.
Okay. Not only that, we don't have to change the agenda for stuff less than 24 hours or 24 hours. You can bring it up under matters from commissioners.
Okay.
So that we're not republishing agendas. That's just not,
yeah,
you know, for something that isn't so, because it'll probably move to a weekly business session anyway. It's a great thing to just have under matters.
Right now they're just looking for a letter of support,
sure.
Of which they're looking for that sooner than later.
I don't think it obligates us, and that's what we just have to have legal make sure that...
Who all is interested in this area.
We're obligating ourselves to...
Pretty good program. We live this close to Crater Lake.
Infrastructure.
Yes.
Okay, that it? Okay, then at 2:27 today is we are going to executive session. We'll shut the mic off. Today is Tuesday, January 30, 2018 at 2:28. Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session to review items 6A and 6B. 6A is planning enforcement classes, cases, ORS 12192.66022H. Do I need to read every one of these?
Maybe the addresses, yeah.
Big money?
The addresses, okay. Sure.
And the door's actually open for me.
Yeah, I guess we're a little premature.
Did somebody else need a copy?
Hold on, before you guys start talking, you need to read the whole list.
I need to keep reading it.
Guys,
okay?
He's still on record
A2 right. A2 is case number 2012-026, tax lot 390. 0822CA00901, and it's 182 Dogwood Lane. Case A1 is case number 2012-026, 178 Dogwood Lane, Grants Pass. 3 is case number 2015046, 190 Draper Valley Road, Selma. 4 is case number 2016096, 4457 Fish Hatchery Road, Grants Pass. 5 is case number 2016006.
These are going to be off.
006, 235 Frankham Road, Grants Pass. 6 is case 2017038, 909 Granite Hill Road, Grants Pass. Case 7 is case 2015074, 4195 Hollow Loop Road, Cape Junction. A8 is case 2017031, 640 Lakeshore Drive, Selma. And 9 is case 2015052, 6431 Lakeshore Drive, Selma. And finally, case A12, case number 2017217. 2620 Woodland Park Road, Grants Pass, Oregon. And 6B is County of Linn versus State of Oregon and State Forestry Department, Forest Trust Lands case. Linn County case number 16CV07708-ORS 192.6602H. We will now go into executive session.
You can leave that one open, Wally.
Okay.
It's just, actually, we have a trainee in there. She needs anything, she doesn't.
Okay.
I'll make sure you get it.
Did you hear?
Here's it back on.
Oh, hold on.
Back on? Okay, we're back in session at 3:18 PM. No decision was made in executive session, and we will have the recorder turned back on. I do need to read item 6A 10 and 11, case number 2017308, 512112 Laurel Avenue, Grants Pass, and item 6A 11, case number 6016174, 195 Pinewood Way, Cave Junction. Decision, and we're coming out of executive session. Legal is authorized to give 60-day notices, including item number 10 and item number 10 and 11. And is that all you
60-day
need
notice of receivership?
Or
let's just call 60-day notices.
60-day notices. Get the process going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I clarify why the last two agenda items were read again?
Yeah, the last two items.
He didn't read them the first time.
And we couldn't have gone over for them, and so there isn't deliberation on it, so you can't take action on it. I don't see how, unless we're going to discuss it right now. We never discussed it in executive session, those two items.
Well, we did discuss that what they had done, that they the reason why 10 and 11 was X'd out.
I didn't know that they were X'd out. I didn't know.
Well, we didn't read 10 and 11.
I didn't
not prepared
catch
to take action on them because we didn't discuss them. I didn't discuss them. How could you not read?
We did?
I didn't discuss them.
Okay, then we'll discuss 10 and 11 at a later date in executive session.
There we go.
Okay. And case number 6A10 and 6A11 will be discussed. They were taken out, and those will be discussed at a later executive session. That satisfy you? Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I just concur that we have recommended some more efficient steps to be taken, and so we look forward to working with you guys in that process.
And
with a focus of health and safety as a priority and moving forward and finding these remedies.
Yes.
And then we got an update on the forest lands, so. I have an offsite at 3:30. I need to go.
Well, then we can adjourn. Then we're adjourned at 3:20. Thank you.
Was there anything else?
What?
Okay, you adjourned, but the recorder's still on. Do we need to continue?
No, it's over. The meeting's been adjourned.